to the kingdom to now not saying anything that they can understand, and they want to know what's their responsibility. Are they supposed to carry on the judgment and hide everything, or are they supposed to preach it? And our Lord is beginning to give them their commission. No, the light is intended to shine. The light is intended to shine, not to be put under a basket, not to be put under a bed. They were not really ready yet for this because they weren't trained yet. Jesus put restraints on the preaching of the gospel. He, you remember, told the demons not to do it. And you remember in chapter 1, verses 40 to 45, he healed a man. He told the man, please don't spread this around. Don't spread around who I am and what I've done. And the man did it anyway, disobeyed him, and it made it impossible for him to minister in any city, and he had to go out to the country. So there were reasons in the early months that Jesus put restraint on the proclamation. In the case of the apostles and the disciples, they weren't yet ready to preach. And it was not time to preach, at least not then in Galilee. It didn't take long. If you go to chapter 6, however, in verse 7, he summoned the 12 and began to send them out. There were people now who hadn't made their final decision against him. So he sent out the 12 in pairs, gave them authority over the unclean spirits. It tells us what they did. Verse 12, they went out and preached. They preached the kingdom, preached that men should repent. And to demonstrate that their message was divine, they showed the power of God in casting out demons and healing sick people. So in chapter 6, they get their first missionary enterprise. It's we would call it short-term missions. They just go out and they come back. It's not their final commission. Their final commission doesn't come till after the cross and the resurrection, because that's when they get the full message, right? They can go and preach repentance to enter the kingdom. They can preach Christ as the Messiah, but they can't yet preach the cross and resurrection. They're not quite ready, but he gives them the opportunity to go and to get used to the kind of reception they're going to have. So the point is this, the plan is the light will shine, the seed will be sown. For the moment, a judgment has been rendered on those people in Galilee who made their final decision. But just a few chapters later, there are other folks in other places, even in Galilee, as well as later on in Judea, to whom they are to go. But the assumption when he sends them out in chapter 6, verses 7 to 13, is that they're going to be rejected. He tells them, if they reject you, just shake the dust off your feet and get out of there.